Now they could see the mountains more clearly, with a stretch of wooded valleys lying directly ahead. A high, thin waterfall glittered over a shelf of rock around 20 miles eastward. The sun was just past the halfway mark, starting its long, slow descent toward the west over the distant ocean.
This is more like it.
It is. Look at the height of some of those trees ahead.
They were giant redwoods, towering well over 200 feet. Ryan stopped at the top of some rising ground and shaded his eye.
Looks to me like some sort of camp down there among the trees.
I think you're right. Tents. Might be Native Americans.
Don't reckon there's many of them in these parts. Never were.
Well, trader, best way to find out is to go take a look. Slow and careful.
Something odd.
They were lying in a straggling line along a ridge that hid them from the encampment, a quarter mile below them. There were groves of pinyon pines scattered among the redwoods, filling the afternoon air with their scent.
What, trader? Counted the tents. Not too good with numbering, as you know. I make it up to 40.
38.
Nobody in Deathland likes a smartass, sonny. Especially them that tries to dump their olders and betters into the shadows with how bright they think they are.
Okay.
So what, trader? What's your point about this?
I sort of counted the women and children and men running around down there. But Mr. Buttonbright here probably's done that too.
I made it 11, Dad, younger than me. 26 women, and only about 8 or 9 men. Can't be sure as they moved around a lot, going in and out of the tents.
Close enough, Dean. See your point, trader. Too many women.
And not enough men. More to the issue, JB, there's not enough fighting men. Where the fuck are all their men? They ain't muties, by what I can see.
Maybe wolf's heads in the brushwood. Step careful if we do go in. Wouldn't trust them as far as I could spit.
Right, Jack. How about weapons, JB?
Children, nothing, unless you count 3 or 4 little short-bladed hunting knives. Most of the women down there are wearing knives. Kind of strange, that, when you think about it. Virtually everyone's got a blade of some kind. 3 or 4 of them are also wearing tomahawks at their belts.
The men all got knives. Some, too. Working and fighting blades.
Not many blasters. One's wearing an AK-47. Couldn't see it properly. It's the AK-74, not the 47. Folding stock.
I never could work out what the difference was.
One of the main differences is in the ammo. The newer 5.45mm has a flatter trajectory than the 7.62mm. Means you got better aim around the 400 paces mark. Very tight rifling, so it spins quicker.
Makes it more stable?
Yeah, Ryan. Big high-velocity round goes in and straight out the other side and doesn't do much damage. I saw some pics in an old mag of test-firing into jelly blocks. Tore them apart, the 74 did.
I haven't seen one of them rusty blasters in a coon's age. Seen lots of the old 47s.
I saw 3 muzzle-loading muskets just inside one of the tents. And 3 of the men have got hand blasters holstered.
That still doesn't explain where all of the men from the camp have gone.
Men are out hunting or raiding, is my guess.
Unless they work for a local baron. Could they have been chilled?
Could be either.
Are we going down, lover? I can smell baking bread.
Well, I'll go on down there, just with Dean and Abe. Talk some. Let them know we got some armed forces watching. Kinda test the water.
Careful, Ryan. I can't catch the feeling properly, but it's not all friendly.
Yeah, I'll be careful too, Christy.
You know what I meant, Abe.
Despite Christy's reservations, the greeting was largely hospitable.
Strangers!
The Ville's men converged on the strangers, some with guns cocked and ready. The women gathered all the little ones, shepherding them into the hide tents.
Come along, darling.
But that man, he only has one eye.
Let's go.
But...
Hello. The name's Ryan Carter. The boy's Dean, and that's Abe.
Howdy.
We're a bunch of traders. We were sailing up the coast, but a freak storm turned over our boat. Several of our party were lost.
That's too bad, buddy.
And you are?
Ditchdown. I'm the leader of this ville.
Ditchdown was in his 50s, with dark hair that carried a slash of white, the result of a bad cut with a knife, after which the hair had grown back white.
There are more of you?
Yeah.
Bring them down. We ain't got much food. Most of the men are out, hunting. But you're all welcome to what we got. There's some bread just out of the ovens.
Thanks.
Ryan gave the signal to the others to come down from the surrounding trees. The people of the tented community didn't pay much attention to the outlanders until Jack and Christy appeared together.
Looks like strong.
Looks like you're a hot pipe here, Jack.
Same everywhere. Ain't easy being white.
They were offered seats around a long table, and hunks of fresh bread were placed in front of all of them, with crocks of salted butter and earthenware dishes of jellies and preserves, and beakers of good sweet water. The children pressed in closer, the bolder spirits reaching out to try to touch Christie's fiery mane, which coiled itself protectively around her nape. One of the older women saw what was happening and scooted the little ones away. Ditchdown sat himself at the head of the table, looking at each of the outlanders as if he were trying to get their measure.
Fine blasters.
Fine bread.
Good bacon's important to us. We like the best when we can get it.
Christy glanced around her at the ramshackle tents and the ragged children.
Seems like you haven't had the best for a while.
Right, lady. Times haven't. By all the gods that ever were, your pelt is like burning magic. I swear I never saw the like of it.
A woman, gray-haired and scrawny, had been leaning against the side of the bench beside Ditchdown, absently running her fingers back and forth along the patch of white in his scalp.
We got better times coming, don't we? Once Schnickel and the rest come back.
Ditchdown reached up a large hand and squeezed her arm, smiling up at her.
Don't flap your tongue in front of strangers, Annie, or I'll nail you to a tree by it.
Her face had gone as pale as scoured ivory. The man's knuckles whitened with the strain.
Sorry.
He let her go, and she walked stiffly away, rubbing at her bruised arm.
Who's Schnickel? Your fight leader?
Ditchdown picked up a piece of bread, starting to break it apart. He rolled the crumbs into tiny pellets, flicking them in the air and catching them in his open mouth.
Fight leader? Yeah, suppose so.
They're a baron in these parts?
Name's Wayman. Got a veal about 15 miles inland from here.
That where the rest of your men are?
You got a lot of questions for an old man. You pack our guests here, and it's best you remember it.
Trader stood slowly, laying the armalite on the scarred wood in front of him.
You want to try and see what an old man can do with you, Woodlander?
Oh, Jesus!
We're simple people here, Trader. I know a horse and a dog and a woman. Plain and straightforward.
Then tell us straightforward what the rest of your men are doing.
Trader stared at Ditchdown until the larger man lowered his eyes.
We have to live. They said when we were on the road that Wayman's a blown fruit, ready for the plucking. What's it to you? You Baron's men?
We're our own men. The way you live is the way you live, not our business. We thank you for the bread, and we'll be on our way.
Days wore on. Welcome to stay the night with us. We lost three in the last couple days to the fucking pigs in the forest, so there's spare room. Give you two tents to yourselves for a night, if you wanted them.
Pigs? Is that slang for Sekhmen?
Don't take your meaning, lady.
What are pigs?
Pigs is pigs.
Oh, you mean real pigs, like fat and snorting with lots of little piglets waddling around ready for bacon time?
Piglets? These are muty beasts that come in close to 1,000 pounds and can rip a man from throat to groin with one hook of their bloody tusks.
Sorry, I didn't know.
Not uncommon. You weren't to know, Millie.
I've seen a lot of mutated flora and fauna here, John, so murderous porkers shouldn't surprise me.
Ditchdown, can you give us a few minutes to talk in private? Whether to take you up on your offer and stay the night or not?
Of course. Like I said, woods are dark and deep around here. Baron's men might not take to strangers. Safer to stay with us. When Schnickel gets back, he'd like to talk. Be impressed with your blasters. Maybe ask you to come join us.
Ditchdown stood and walked away. Ryan looked around the table.
Anyone got anything to say on this?
Raggedy load of bare-ass bastards like this won't cause much trouble to any well-armed baron, nor to us. Schnickel. What kind of catty-ass name is that? If they want us to stay the night and eat their food, no questions asked and no debts owed, then I don't see why not.
Fair enough, Trader. Christy?
There's a lot of tension and excitement here. part of it.